and Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, Abner escaped the long arm of the law when his letter to the mail order house containing counterfeit money was returned for insufficient postage. However, things look no brighter for Lum and Cedric. Cedric is still in jail at the county seat, while Lum, who is out on bail, is preparing to go to court tomorrow. He has been charged with operating a large counterfeiting business. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store. Lum is trying to straighten up his affairs so that he can leave the store in Abner's charge. Listen.
Man, reckon you may as well throw these away, too. They're just old bills, and they might confuse you. Go ahead and throw them in the stove.
Well, Lum, I hate to be going through all our old papers and stuff this way.
Abner, we've got to get everything straightened up and put in order so that you can carry on alone.
And don't keep saying alone. That sounds like you ain't never coming back.
Well, maybe I ain't. I don't know.
Oh, now, don't feel that way. You ain't as bad off as Cedric. He's still locked up there in jail. His papa won't bail him out.
Yeah, but they might put me in the penitentiary for life, instead of just for a few days. Don't forget, I'm the head of a big counterfeiting ring.
No, you ain't. Dodge and E. Smith is.
Yeah, but I'm the one accused of it.
Yeah.
And long as nobody knows where Dodge and E. is at, I don't know how to prove that I ain't the head of it. And you'd almost wish I was guilty.
Was guilty?
Well, then I wouldn't feel so bad about getting sent to the penitentiary.
Well, now, maybe they won't send you there long. You don't know what they're going to decide at your hearing tomorrow.
No, but I got a pretty good idea. About the only chance I got is that that lawyer feller Squire's going to get from me wins the case. And I ain't heard from him, so I reckon that's out.
Well, Squire had to go to the county seat to see him. Maybe he ain't back yet.
Oh, he's had plenty of time to get back. He went yesterday.
Yeah, well, even if you don't get the lawyer, I still think you got a chance, Lum.
No, I ain't, Abner. I know I ain't, because I found out something else.
Something else?
Yeah, you know them fellers in other towns I was delivering packages of pamphlets to?
Yeah.
Well, they caught one of them fellers, and they taken some fingerprints off of the package. And natural, they turned out to be mine.
Well, they can't do nothing to you for just delivering pamphlets on right living, can they?
Them weren't pamphlets in them packages.
How?
Dodge and he said they was. All that time, I was delivering counterfeit money and never knowed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, they showed a picture of me to this fellow they caught, and he identified me as the leader of the counterfeiting outfit.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
So, you can see I'm a goner, Abner. They've done framed me, that's what they did.
Framed you?
Yeah, done a good job of it, too.
Well, I'm glad they at least done that. Is that for the post office?
The post office?
Yeah. Ain't that where they're going to put it?
Put what?
What, that picture of you they framed.
I never said nothing about no picture.
Why, you did, don't it? You said they had a picture of you that they showed to that feller they caught, and then you said they framed it. So I just lied. They're going to hang it up in the post office.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know that's where they hang pictures of other criminals. I saw them. Don't you recollect that relay to snake holding that was mixed up in a bank robbery once?
Yeah, but...
Well, that's where they hung his picture, right there in the post office. Actually, they had two pictures of him, a front view and a side view. Awful good likeness of him.
I saw them pictures, but I never...
Oh, Snake was awful proud about that. I recollect he used to stand in the post office for hours at a time, had more than pictures of his relay. He never could decide which one of them he liked the best.
Well, I don't care whether...
One day he'd like the front view best, and then the next day he'd turn right around and pick the side view.
Listen, Abner...
Awful changeable fella, that snake. And when they finally called his relay, why, they had to take his picture down, and Snake asked him for it. Then took him home and hung him up there in his room. His little boy used to look at him and call him Uncle 7802. And you know what, Lum?
What?
He still can't decide which one of them views he likes the best.
Hmm. Well, that's too bad, ain't it? I'm awful sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrible problem he's got there.
Oh, my, yes. Worth him. I hope they only put up one picture of you in the post office. I don't want to have that same trouble.
Abner, they ain't going to hang no pictures of me in the post office. They done catch me.
Well, where are they going to hang them then?
Well, when I said I was getting framed, I meant that this was a case of being railroaded.
Railroaded?
Yeah.
You mean that they're going to hang your picture in all the trains?
Oh, my goodness. I know they oughtn't have said that. Of course not.
Oh, sure. In streetcars.
Streetcars?
Yeah, don't you recollect that time me and you was in Kansas City and rode on that streetcar? They had pictures up all along the top of the car. Recollect we got so interested in reading what was wrote on them that we went clean past where we were supposed to get off. Recollect?
Yeah, but them wasn't photographs of criminals. Them was advertising pictures.
Soap
and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I recollect now. Well, I wouldn't think they'd want your picture for an advertisement, Mom. Feller that's going to the pennant, nothing.
Go ahead and say it, a feller that's going to the penitentiary.
Well, I never meant that exactly, Mom.
It's the truth, though. Miss may as well face it. If the shoe fits, put it on.
Yeah, but, Mama.
I say, if the shoe fits, put it on.
Now, listen, Mom. I don't want your shoes. Now, you'll need them in the penitentiary. And they won't fit me no ways, Lommy. I might not get both feet in one of them. You take them shoes with you, Lommy. You don't want to go barefooted just because you're in the penitentiary.
I ain't talking about giving you my shoes. I just said if the shoe fits, put it on.
Oh, shoot. Is that what you're advertising, shoes?
Oh, for goodness sake.
What kind of shoes? Them heavy work shoes?
Granny, this is going too far, Abner.
Huh?
Here, I got one day left to be a free man, and I have to spend it arguing with you.
Well, Mom, I weren't arguing. You just said they was going to use your picture in a streetcar for advertising.
That's our ring, thank goodness. You answer it and give me a few minutes of rest and quiet here.
Well, sure, I'll get you set down. Now, take it easy, Mom. I know you're tired.
I hope it's Mr. Adams saying they're going to take me to the penitentiary right now and not have no trial. Anything would be better than this.
Hello. John and Al Thorne Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Wonderful world.
And don't say wonderful world no more.
Cross out that wonderful world. Who? Oh, hello, Squire. Never heard you. Yeah, he's here. Oh, you do, huh? Yeah, well, just a minute, then. Just a minute. It's for you, Long.
Granny, maybe you got that lawyer after all. Give me that phone quick.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Squire? This is Long.
I don't need your shoes to wear around.
You did?
It might fit Elizabeth. It'd be big for me.
Well, good. Huh?
You can wear them here in the field.
Oh.
They can half sew them.
Yeah.
I get her to have so much. She's at it, too.
I see. Well, all right, Squire. Oh, no, I ain't blaming you none. Yeah, I know. Well, much obliged anyway, Squire. Goodbye.
What'd you say, Long?
Well, that's the end, Abner.
Now,
I know there ain't no hope at all.
Well, what'd he say?
He talked to the lawyer.
Yeah.
He won't even take the case.
Oh, he won't, huh?
That shows you right there how much of a chance they got.
The
lawyer won't even try to defend me. Here I am, an innocent man, getting convicted of a crime I never done.
Well, now, Lon, you ain't convicted of nothing yet. Maybe the hair and the moral turn out different than you think.
Yeah, it's no use trying to cheer me up, Abner. It's nice of you, know, but I'm a goner. I know that.
Paddle.
You write to me once in a while, won't you?
Why, sure, I'll write you, yeah.
I think the warden will let me receive a few letters.
Oh, sure, old man. Bates writes to his boy all the time, eh?
You can tell me all that's happening at the store here and all. And here, Abner, I want you to have this.
Oh, now, Lum, I don't want to take your elk's tooth.
Go ahead and take it. Keep it as a sort of a token of our long-standing partnership here in the store. And here, take this watch chain over to Dick Huddleston. He always admired it so much.
Mom, now, I don't want to be taking all your things.
I won't need them no more. Fact is, we should take that chain over to Dick right now so you can give him my forwarding address.
Forwarding address?
Yeah. Tell him if any mail comes to the post office for me, just send it on to the, You know where?
Yeah, penitentiary. Yeah.
Would you do that for me?
Why, sure will. I'll do it right now. While I'm over, I'll look and see if they got them up yet, too.
Got them up yet? Got what up?
Why, them pictures of you they framed.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm right now sure that's where they'll hang them instead of a streetcar line. I'll look around for them.
Yeah, you look around. If you see them, let me know, and I'll come over and autograph them for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll let you know right away.
Yeah, do that.
And I'll be back quick as I can. Wonderful world.
Yeah. Ain't it, though?
Hmm. Hey, Mr. Long. Mr. Long.
Huh? Who said that?
It's me, Mr. Long, Cedric.
Why, Cedric, how'd you get in here?
I sneaked in through the window.
Well, for goodness sakes, ain't you supposed to be in jail at the county seat? Your papa ain't bailed you out yet, has he?
No, Mom, I broke out of jail. Or that is, I just walked out when nobody wasn't looking.
My granny, Cedric, you can't do that. You better get right back to jail. This is against the law. They can put you in jail for this.
Well, wait. I got something to tell you, Mr. Long.
Something to tell me?
Yes, Mom. I better whisper it to you, though. I don't want nobody to hear it. Listen.
No.
Yes, Mom.
Hi, Granny Cedric. That's a great idea. A great idea.